Hello, hello, hello. I just want to say our mission is to share biblical truth, expose error, and provide encouragement to stay on the narrow path. If you're a first-time listener, just so you know what we're doing. And I was in the charismatic weirdness for 30 years, and I've come out 15. So I've been in 30, out 15, and the last 15 I've been trying to come out and expose what I was into. And today I'm going to share from a woman that was in the New Age that has come out, and she's sharing how the New Age is infiltrating the church. And then at the end I want to share about what's happening with our future and the new system that they're putting into place. So try to hang on. Let's look at Acts chapter 16. We're going to review for a second what we shared last week. If you didn't get that message, it was on, they're still creeping in, or they're creeping in, something like that. And it came to pass in verse 16, Acts 16, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Now think about it. They went to prayer and they got infiltrated. They went, the enemy goes where we go. And he always has, and he always will. And that's why these scriptures are here, so that we see his plan of attack is to infiltrate, invade, and then if that doesn't work, persecute. And this is happening from within. And the enemy doesn't really want to stop some of these churches. He just wants to infiltrate them, change them, water it down, get them on the different path rather than the narrow path. And so our job is to really preach the gospel and expose error. And a lot of people don't want to take the time to expose error. But if you've been in these movements like we have, you have to come out of it, and then you have to work your way out. It doesn't just happen. You've been indoctrinated for 30 years. This was mainstream Christianity. I was in with the big name preachers. They were all at our church and friends with most of them. And you thought this was truth. And then when you find out it's not truth, it's devastating. It's devastating because you feel like you've given 30 years, in my situation, of your life to teach your children, everything. And then you find out this is not the true gospel. And in a way, I was glad, because the way these preachers were and are, and it's a different Jesus they're following. It's not the Jesus of the Bible. It's another get-rich-quick, name-it-claim-it, law of attraction, all these different things. And we're going to kind of go through some of this and then hang on to the end, because we want to share with you some of the other things that we can expect in our future here. So here they were up to prayer, going to prayer, and the same followed Paul and us in crying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God." So they... this is the thing about the devil and these spirits. They do proclaim truth. And this is where the confusion comes in. But they're saying the truth. It's got to be the truth. So they said the right thing would show us unto the way of salvation. And this did she many days, many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And her masters got upset, verse 19, because their hope of gain was gone. And just remember, the enemy and the people that are serving the enemy are all about money. Yeah. They're not about serving people, loving people. It's all about the pyramid of being rich, which is not the gospel. And so then now they ended up being persecuted and beaten and thrown into prison. So here we see infiltration and we see persecution. That was what we talked about last week. And in Jude, it warns us about the infiltration into the churches. And this is, sounds like a broken record sometimes, but we've got to warn people that the churches are no longer, in many cases, a safe place to be. For verse 4 of Jude said, "For certain men have secretly slipped in among you." And the devil has always sown tares among the wheat. He did it then, and he's doing it now also. And Jesus was very specific about telling us about the devil, his assignment, his mission. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. In a lot of the ways he steals, he wants to steal our money. And now in these end times, it's taxes, it's infiltration. I mean, not infiltration, inflation. Things are going up, 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 up. Sorry, I had a brain freeze there. So anyway, we want to talk about some of the things that are creeping into the church. And this, some of the things I'm going to quote right now are from a person that was in the New Age, and they are out of it. And they're born again now, and that's the best people to expose stuff. Because, like, I was in the Word of Faith and the prophetic movement and whatever, seeking the presence of God, going in the glory, all this stuff. And let me tell you, you do hear voices. Yeah. And you do see things, and you do know things, but it's a different spirit, and that's why we are called to test all things. And I didn't know how to test any. I've never heard a message on testing spirits. I just, all these mainstream preachers were on television. If they're on TV, they have to be of God, right? If it's on TV, it's got to be real. That's what we always think. No. Remember, the God of this world owns the airwaves, right? So now in the New Age, as she's exposing it, there's no discussion of anything that could offend someone. So as we see the church moving forward, you're going to see more happy messages, more tolerance. Everything is just, you know, happy, positive, nothing that will offend. Jesus didn't come, he said, to bring peace. He came to bring a sword. And that's the thing. A lot of times we have to realize that when we take a stand, it's not going to make some people happy. But a lot of the people that didn't want to stand with me back years ago when I was exposing this, I so want to say, what did I tell you? Exactly. Because these things are happening now, and I was on a mission that I had to expose the things that I saw in their documents and in their books. And the problem with a lot of people, they don't read their books. The enemy exposes a lot of stuff. He writes about it. He tells in movies. But people don't read anymore. So I'm going to share some things at the end about things they put in their books. So no one learns about sin, hell, repentance, Jesus' work on the cross, or salvation, because in the New Age, they believe everyone is going to heaven. And the New Agers believe that you go to heaven by being a good person. It's just you're a good person. Well, they don't teach about a Savior, that you need Jesus as a Savior. They also teach him as just as a man. So the New Age says the Bible is incomplete with missing books. So now the apostles and the prophets today bring special revelations. And so people are on their, what are the prophets saying? What are the prophets saying? And they're going into the New Age without realizing these people are leading them astray and away from the Bible. Exactly. And now all of a sudden we're listening to the latest prophet. Now they're bringing in the New Age practices of Christian yoga. Each pose is bowing to a specific pagan deity. Again, I'm quoting her. The chakra, Reiki, and energy healing. These are all terms that you'll hear. Positive affirmations that must be repeated over and over and over. I am this. I am that. I am this. Over and over and over. To boost self-confidence. It reminds me of when Jesus talked about vain babbling. Yes. Just a bunch of vain babbling. Now, the word of faith, the name it and claim it, commanding God, this is all still from her, giving God permission, your best life now, decree and declare, sowing a seed for prosperity in the New Age, this is called manifesting, or the law of attraction. Right. Someone that's been in it, and then they came to church and said, this is all New Age stuff that I was, what I was in, and I see it. Let me say it again. Word of faith, name it, claim it, commanding God, giving God permission, your best life now, decree and declare, sowing a seed for prosperity. It's called manifesting in the New Age or the law of attraction. Also, another thing that she calls out is the Jesus calling books. These channeled books appear Christian because they use Christian terminology, and they always throw people off when they throw a few Bible verses in there. However, they contain messages supposedly from Jesus that contradict and twist what Jesus said in the Bible. Since the Bible tells us that Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever, it's impossible for him to contradict himself. So these New Age channeling books, Jesus Calling, are also used. They use these terminology in these Bible verses, but there's no difference between the New Age channel books and the Jesus Calling channel books. Amen. It's pretty heavy for some, because a lot of people got deceived by this. Also, she exposes the teaching that Jesus was just a human, just a man and not God. This is called kenosis. And the teaching that Jesus emptied his divinity during his earthly mission and ministry. It's pure blasphemy with New Age and occult roots. So that's happening a lot, especially in the Word of Faith. The Word of Faith is Gnosticism. We're going to get into that a little bit. Also, she says about little gods. In the New Age, the Bible verse, "Be still and know that I am God." They think they're gods. They think they're in training to be little gods, and they've taken it totally out of context. Co-creating with God, that they believe that we are to partner with God. This is a man-made, egocentric viewpoint. God does not need us. We need Him. Amen. We are to follow His will, and the Bible tells us what His will is. And another big one that's happening now, many books are being written about it, praying to angels. There's a whole thing about angels. And back when I was in this whole Word of Faith thing, there was a guy that was real close to a lot of these leaders, and he was always praying to Michael. Michael, Michael, Michael. I thought he was so spiritual. He's commanding these angels. And now I see this is totally off base. Praying to angels is nowhere in the Bible that does anybody call on an angel. No one is praying to the angels. No one prays to Archangel Michael in the Bible. Paul says that we should not worship angels, Colossians 2:18, and that Satan masquerades as an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. When the apostle John bowed before an angel, the angel told him to stop bowing, in Revelations 22:8. They're messengers of the Lord. They're not our messengers. They're His. We don't command them. God does. Communicating with angels. Nowhere in the Bible does a person initiate a conversation with an angel, and we don't ask angels to do us favors. To communicate with angels is unbiblical and spiritually dangerous, as Satan masquerades as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14 again. God does send angels according to His will. God does it. We do not, and we are not God. He can do what He wants, according to what His word says. But boy, that got out of hand, didn't it? Everyone's seeing angels. Angels are speaking to them. Angels are giving them visions. Angels are giving them words. Run. Put on your sneakers and take a fast dash. Get out of there, wherever they're teaching this stuff. Harry Potter, acceptance and tolerance. Glorifying witchcraft is in the church. Influencing children to believe in witchcraft and practice it. The Bible says that witchcraft is an abomination to God. Where's that? Deuteronomy 18:10. Witchcraft is growing in popularity worldwide. Astrology and horoscopes, not going to get into that so much. But this is the problem, is that these things start off really innocent. And as you pursue it, it's like an addiction. You want more and more and more. And you get addicted to these revival meetings and these experiences. I've been there. So now these New Age practices, they start off with something that seems really innocent, but it leads to a darker experience. And they start hearing voices. And this voice will say, "That's my husband. That's your husband there." But the problem is, and it's a real voice, but the problem is the guy's married. Right. So that experience contradicts what the Bible says, right? So this happens all the time. And it takes them away from what the Bible says, but that experience was real. So it overshadows their reasoning, everything. They just want to go with that voice because that voice told me this. So the New Age is the devil's tool to infiltrate the church. And Gnosticism, it was huge heresy when the New Testament was written. Colossians 2:18 talks of worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen. A lot of people are making up stuff. Oh, I had a dream. And then they have to add on to that dream, make it sound a little bit more exciting. Vainly puffed up by their fleshly minds, or their minds that are going after the flesh. Right. Now, the Gnostics believed, now get this, this is that the spirit of a person could try and get back to heaven. Now, this is what's going on. They're having heavenly visits.
Right.
This is Gnosticism, and they're not going back to heaven. They're going to a place in their mind.
Nice.
And also, these fallen angels, they're spirits. These are demonic spirits that will, if you seek them, they will come.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. We're not supposed to be doing that. And they worshiped angels in Gnosticism. This is all part of what the New Testament was warning us about, and it's never really went away, but now there's a revival of it. There's a revival of it in places you wouldn't think there is a revival of it, in a lot of our churches. They worshiped angels, secret knowledge from angels. They worshiped the stars. Boy, they're big into stars.
Right.
They're big into the planets. They're big into the moon, the sun and the moon gods. And that's their path to salvation. But Paul warned us in Galatians 1:8, though we or an angel from heaven, doesn't matter where they came from, if they preach any other gospel that we have not preached unto you, let him be accursed. Because there is demonic things out there. And people have hunger. And I'd say, I was so hungry. But when we find out we were hungry, we were ignorant, we were zealous, but not according to knowledge. We were zealous, we sat under false teachers, they were the popular teachers, and now it's really hard to come out. If you've come out of these movements, thank the Lord, praise him every day, because a lot of people are going to be stuck there.
Yeah.
It takes a miracle to get out, because you have to unlearn, you have to spend the time, and you have to start over.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth it. It's very, very worth it. Now, the Gnostics valued what they experienced. And this is what's going to happen more and more as these experience the presence, experience, come and experience. Everything. When you hear that word experience, you have to know this is part of the infiltration. This is part of the Gnostic movement. And they're going to share with you the experiences of what they've learned from angels. The guy that I used to sit under had 7 visitations, he said, from Jesus. And now I know he was a false prophet, but at the time I thought he was a true prophet. And every visitation he had altered the Bible just a little bit. And so you look back and go, maybe he was sincere, but he was sincerely wrong and led by a false spirit that wasn't from the Lord. Because now experience becomes Lord. Get that. Experience becomes Lord, not Jesus is Lord. Experience becomes Lord, and that is mysticism and Gnosticism and the New Age. Now, this is very confusing because they preach about Jesus, but it's a different Jesus. It's a different Jesus, and it's a different gospel. There's things that are being taught, and they use the name of Jesus. One of the main Gnostics that I know always ends his messages with, Jesus is Lord. But he's not the Jesus of the Bible. He's the Jesus of name it and claim it.
Right.
So there's so much confusion because there's half-truths. And it's hard because the enemy knows. And I was thinking about this too, of studying other religions and false religions. They were all founded on angels.
Right.
They were all founded on angels, and false doctrine and false teaching came from there. But it's a different Jesus and it's a different gospel. Not the gospel Jesus who came in the flesh, ministered on earth, died for our sins on the cross, and he was resurrected on the third day. It's a different Jesus. They always talk about Jesus had to go to hell. He had to defeat the devil in hell, and they go into this whole thing. And if Jesus could do it, we can do it too. Now, the Gnostics place high importance on visions, experiences, special revelations. And some of their buzzwords are evolve.
Yep.
They're going to evolve. Whenever you hear that word evolve, then you know this is part of the Gnostics, the New Age, the new spirituality, whatever you want to call it. And they come with Christian language, but then they bring in and they slip in, they creep in some of these other teachings. And little by little, you know, those tares are planted in your minds. They use evolve, enlightenment, experience the presence. You just got to, You're living in the presence of God. You don't have to work at it. You don't have to do anything. If you're born again Christian, he's there. He said, I'll never leave you. I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. So why are we seeking this? Oh, I guess got to get in that, right? You got to bring worship. I was listening to a guy that was talking about how he got delivered from praise and worship. So much stress was on him because he had to do the right notes, the right song. There's so much pressure to bring in. He's here. If you grieve him, he's hindered. It's Gnosticism. All this pressure that's put on people for the show. Now, the Gnostics place high importance on these visions, these experiences, and special revelations. And Alice Bailey said in the end times, if you're not a mystic, you won't make it. Because they're going to snuff out all the real preachers. Right. And eventually, they're working at it, trying to already deplatform people that are trying to tell truth, explain what they're doing. Because they want people naive to just jump into this false doctrines. But if we know the truth, it's our responsibility to much is given, much is required. We are required when we come out of these movements to expose them. Yeah. It's not the greatest job in the world, but someone's got to do it, right? They love their ascending, because you got to go, keep ascending. Spirit guides, ascended master, vision casting. Now, Colossians 2:8 says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. So what do these wolves and these false teachers do? They lead you away from Christ into false spirits, false teachings, false doctrines. And you got to really question these experiences you're having because they can be real. But not from God. Yeah, right. So where are they from? Just like this woman that we were talking about, Paul cast the devil out of her. And all of a sudden her superpowers went away. They love their superpowers. Now these experiences, voices, dreams, they claim to be God's voice or Jesus. Open heavens. They're just, if you hear that word, open heaven, run. Because all these terms to make you more spiritual, to seek things that you can have more and more. You just get vainly puffed up is what happens. And some of these people that are, they are so arrogant.
Right, exactly.
We're supposed to test the spirits. And how do you know? You got to test them. Say, you know what? It's like this one woman, she had this vision, this voice. But it's God doesn't say to go and take someone else's mate. But to her, that was very real. So this is what happens in these movements. These voices are real, but they're not of God. And everybody thinks just because it's a voice, it's got to be God. No, the enemy works in these realms too and has deceived many, many people. In Matthew 24, he says, let no man deceive you. So we have to know there's deception out there. Things are happening, but we don't have to be deceived if we do our research, study our Bible. Because if we don't know the Bible, they can say the Bible says anything. Right. They take it out of context. They take one verse. They don't read before it or after it or in context. And all of a sudden now, that's they're telling you this is truth. And you think, well, they know more of the Bible than I do, so this has to be truth. That's how the whole prosperity gospel is. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things I would prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. That was a greeting. That was not a doctrine. They have turned it into a doctrine now.
That's right.
So also visitations, these preachers that had a visitation from Abraham or from blah, 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 know that these are dead people. God's not going to send some dead person to give you a vision. That's necromancy. And the enemy will, but God doesn't. And you have to know if you're getting visions from dead people, that's not of God. I don't care what they say.
Good job.
Do you guys want to come in? Okay. So I want to close this part with things that are happening in our world right now. And I've shared some of this before. But this is also about infiltration. And this is part of the message on April 27th, 1961, from President JFK in his speech. As we know, afterwards he was assassinated. But he said this, and he was talking to a bunch of newspaper reporters, but he said, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy. Now, that word monolithic means huge mm-hmm. and massive.
Right.
Conspiracy. And it's funny that they tell the truth tellers that they're conspiracy theorists because they want to discredit them. But here the president of the United States at the time said, we are opposed around the world, not just America. This is a world system that's coming. This is a the days of Noah. They want to bring the old back. They want to bring all the things that God did not want. They want to bring all this rebellion and all this stuff back. They want to bring in the open borders so that no nation will have its sovereignty, that everything will be everyone, one world. And then they want to destroy the family. They want a new definition for what a family is. Because God created the family, the devil wants to destroy it. God created, in Romans 13, he created government and order. So what does the devil do? He infiltrates that. And then the false teachers are going to use Romans 13 and the end times to follow demonic things. And if your pastor twists Romans 13, you better run. Because this has been perverted. This is not the way God originated. Same with the family's been changed. The nations are being changed. Governments are being changed. Our finances are being changed. Again, his words, we are opposed around the world by a huge, monolithic, and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means. Now, what does covert mean? It means hidden mm-hmm. with a mask. Something's mask for expanding its sphere of influence on, listen to what he said is going to happen covertly, subtly, infiltration instead of invasion. Subversion. What does subversion mean? It means disruption, sabotage, overthrowing. So overthrowing instead of elections. Right here, he's telling you, and a lot of people don't trust the elections anymore, either side, because he's exposing it right here that he sees that the subversion is going to happen. The sabotage is going to happen instead of elections. In other words, they put people in that they want in.
Exactly.
Especially in this world system, they have to have their people in the right place. Doesn't matter. And this is I think this is just the best. On infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. Think of what we went through the last 3.5 years.
Yeah.
This was intimidation. This was force. This was making people, and I always see it masking as a sign of slavery in the Old Testament. It's always a symbolism of slavery and captivity. And the Bible says if we don't serve the Lord, we'll end up in captivity. So it's of intimidation instead of free choice. And I'm going to skip some of it. It says, it's a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources, think of all the money that's going behind these systems, into the building of a what? Tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. That's a lot that he's saying right here. Let me say that again. It's a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, the military-industrial complex, diplomatic, intelligence, all the intelligences, economic, we see that what's happening to our economy right now with the bank systems, and they want to bring in the digital currencies, scientific, everything is about science, and you got to trust the science. It's part of their plan and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. And I'll end with this last part about the world they want. And this is, like years ago I started studying this and I was just passionate about getting people to be aware of what's happening in our world. And until it hits the pocketbooks, most people don't wake up. And I remember back years ago, I didn't have any clue of what was going on. I just trust the system, trust everything. And now I've learned, and you have to learn to question everything.
Yeah.
question, why are we supposed to do this? Who's behind? You know, just start learning to use your free will while you still have it. Now, this is the world that they want. They want open borders. They don't want nationalities. You know, they just want, and they said in 2050 that America will be 75% infiltrated at that time by different countries. Just think about that, that this is a plan. This is not just happening, it's a plan. What's in store for the future world? Okay, and I'm going to read a couple of these books. Now, they put their things in their books, but people don't read books. But they do. They believe they have to tell the truth and prepare people for what's coming, because then when they have the afterlife or the veil, they won't be judged or whatever. This is part of their religion. So according to B.F. Skinner, he was the chairman of the psychology department. Remember I talked to you about psychology? At Harvard University, in his book Beyond Freedom and Dignity, Skinner was named the most influential American psychologist by Time magazine. And Time magazine is one of their magazines, as you know. Here's a quote, and listen to this carefully. We can no longer afford freedom, and so it must be replaced with control over man, his conduct, and his culture. Say it again. We can no longer afford freedom. So they do not like the free will. That God has given us free choice, free will. We can no longer afford freedom, so it must be replaced with control over man, top down, his conduct, and his culture. Another author was Dr. James Billington in his book, Fire in the Midst of Men. He says, a perfect secular order will emerge from the forcible overthrow of traditional authority. I see this happening in our police departments. We're starting to see a switch.
Yeah. Yes.
And anything that has an oath,
yeah,
we're starting to see those things, and we've shared that years ago. But the future changes, they say, in quoting, the world involves force and slavery. I don't even like it when they have task force. Everything's a force, you know, police force. Everything's force. But it's the world involves force and slavery. Another one of their writers, Alvin Toffler, in his book, The Third Wave, a new civilization is emerging that will bring with it new family styles. Now, God created, you know what God created, and now we see everything is being perverted and changed. This is by design. And this is what they're trying to do, is in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. We're starting to see they're trying to change the family.
Right.
Someone just said today a three-parent thing was coming out now. This everything, babies, everything's trans, everything is going in a way opposite of what we've ever seen or heard. But this has been well planned in their books and in their agendas. So it says a new style of families, changed ways of working. Didn't we see that with the lockdowns? All of a sudden there's a change of working, and we all thought it was about our health. This was about the new system coming into place.
Exactly.
A new economy. They want a new economy. They want everything changed. New political conflicts. You think we're having conflicts right now? And this is what he said. The dawn of a new civilization. To be ruled by the fit. To be ruled by the fit. A. Huxley, in his book, The Brave New World, he said, in the end, the people will lay down their freedoms at our controller's feet and say to us, make us your slaves, but feed us. The 21st century, he said, will be the era of world controllers. Now, Psalms 2 talks about it, that they come, the kings of the earth come against the Lord and his anointed. We're coming into an antichrist system. We're coming, the deniers of Jesus Christ are setting up their rule and their reign. Unfortunately, we're here at this time, but God's got us here for a reason. And part of us is we have to expose it and we have to talk about it so that we aren't going to be deceived by it, so we can make our choices. The 21st century will be the era of world controllers. Now, the older dictators, this is what they're saying in these books, the older dictators fell because they could never supply their subjects with enough bread, enough circuses, enough miracles, and enough mysteries. Think about that. The bread is the money. The circuses always causing something to go on, distractions. We live in a clown planet. Yeah, the world is a stage. And I remember when they brought those shots out, this is a miracle. Miracles and mysteries. So they want to use fear porn, distraction, and division. Fear porn. And what we have to do is keep our minds on the Lord, realize that the Antichrist system is being set up, and it's the beast system. And we knew, according to the Bible, that this is, we just didn't think it was going to happen so fast. But since 2020, things have happened speedily. And under a scientific dictatorship, I'm still quoting them, under a scientific dictatorship, it should not be overthrown. So I believe in the scientists. I believe with the science comes to mind. I agree with science. This is how they're going to bring in their new system through their white coat scientists, right? And their data. Revelations 18:23, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, and by their sorceries or their pharmakia were all nations deceived. But we don't have to be deceived. This is the good news. We do not have to be deceived by what the enemy is doing, and we can't stop it. We can delay it. We can pray. We can believe God. We can stand in the midst. We can, having done all to stand, and this is a time we need to proclaim the truth. That's why these last few years I've been doing it hard and heavy, because I know the door's closing. We're not going to be able to share these things. And I believe God wants us not to be deceived and to expose error as long as we can. And it says that all nations, not just one nation, but the world. So that we're coming into a new world. And it's the world that Jesus talked about. He said, as in the days of Noah. And what was that? The Sodom and Gomorrahs and all these different things. And the vexing that's going to happen with the righteous. And we are vexed. If you even watch the news, you're vexed. You're vexed. You're just like, I can't believe that they're doing this to our children. Yeah. And it's better to have a millstone around your neck than to offend one of these little ones. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to have to answer to this for attacking our children. And this is the generation, it seems like, they are really going after the youth and the children. And the Bible says, let no man deceive you. So we have to, when you see truth, even though it's hard to hear, truth can make you mad at first. We're coming out of a matrix. We're coming out of lies. And when you start seeing truth, it does make you upset. But it's our job. Much is given, much is required. We're required to speak truth and test everything. Test it. If your pastor is preaching things, what's he preaching? Is he just preaching on stories? Is he just preaching on experiences? If he's not preaching the Bible, it's time for you to find a new place to fellowship. Because now it's just the masses are gathering for entertainment. And the sheep are being entertained by the goats, a lot of them. Goats, goats, goats. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. This world is not our home.
Amen.
We have to remember that we're passing through. And as we're passing through, we're supposed to be a light. We're supposed to know truth from error, discern between good and evil. And now they're calling evil good and good evil. So we know persecution. First, we started with infiltration into the church. And then when it didn't work, then they persecuted it. So the enemy wants to persecute, silence, stop truth. And I heard today about Twitter going into another whole phase of different things. There's just so much stuff happening. It's almost like you have to take a break. Just give yourself a mind break from all the weirdness that's going on, right? And keep our minds and our hearts and our thoughts towards the Lord, and train your children the best you can. Yeah. Help your grandchildren. I keep telling them, you're a girl, you know who you are, because they're going to try to tell you you're not. And this day, as crazy as that sounds, we're living in a day when they're trying to tell people what they are. Yeah. Because anything that God made, they want to undo it. They want to create meat that's not meat. They want to create every kind of thing. They want to control the food supply. And it's only in the Lord that we stay strong. Because if you get out of the Lord in the flesh, you get very discouraged. And it's very oppressive. And it's It's hard to take the news, just listening to the news, the changes and the shootings and the killings, all these different things that, and they want lawlessness. This is part of what the Bible says in Matthew 24, there will be lawlessness. They don't want to obey the laws because they want all this rebellion to take over. But be of good cheer. This isn't our home. We're passing through. This is a test. Pass your test. Eternity is forever and ever and ever and ever. You're going to get a new body. Hallelujah. Can't wait for that. Though our outward man perishes. Talking to my brother today, he says, yeah, I had to grow a beard. I couldn't stand looking at my, he's aging. You know, we're all aging. The outward man is perishing. But our inward man has to be renewed every day.
That's right.
You've got to keep renewing your spirit man.
That's true.
Because that's what's going to carry us through all the tests, all the trials, the deception, the infiltration that's happening right now. It's all been told us. We've been warned. So now we have to be doers of the word and not hearers only. So, Father, we thank you for people that need to hear this, that we'll share it now while we still can. Let people think whatever. The truth is the truth, and we thank you, Father, that we can be truth tellers in these end times, in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen.
Amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, the number 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.